Welcome to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mac Warren, along with Emily Smith. If you are new to this podcast, we'll be interviewing faculty, staff, and students to learn more about LLCC programs and opportunities and to meet the fantastic people of Lincoln Land Community College. All right, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mac, here with Emily, and today we are super excited to be joined by Patrick Moore, Director of Concurrent Enrollment at Lincoln Land Community College. Welcome to the podcast, Patrick.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So tell us about your background and what brought you out to Lincoln Land Community College.
Well, actually, my experience with Lincoln Land started as a student. I won't give the years and date myself too much, but I started out as a student at Lincoln Land years ago. And the further I went along in school after graduating from Lincoln Land, I eventually went to UIS. And eventually I went on and pursued my master's. I moved out of state for that. But after coming back, you know, once I had actually graduated with my master's, this was in May of 2015. So at that time, I was eager to look into possible positions in terms of serving as a faculty member or, you know, in this case with Lincoln Land as an adjunct. Once I had discovered that there was a vacancy for an adjunct instructor for sociology, which is, of course, what I had gotten my master's in, then at that time I applied to work out at Lincoln Land and interviewed, and it was a great opportunity. And so I began teaching at Lincoln Land in the fall of 2015. And then, of course, a few years later, this position as the director over concurrent enrollment or high school programs, rather, opened up. And so I jumped at the opportunity because, again, I've been a student. And I know all of the benefits that come for our students who, you know, who take courses and complete certifications and degrees with us. I know all of the benefits that come along with that. But then, obviously, coming back now and to serve as an educator, not only on the academic side, but also on the student services side, to let so many of our high school partners know about great opportunities that high schoolers can take advantage of early on. I just felt like that was a great, great, great opportunity. And it speaks to what my beliefs are as an individual.
So concurrent enrollment sounds really fancy. So for students who aren't familiar with this part of the college, what are the different services available in concurrent enrollment? And I'm someone who in high school, I honestly didn't know what any of these programs were at all. And now that I work at Lincoln Land, I totally understand what they are. So could you just tell us a little bit more about the different services available?
Yeah, so really there are three major programs that fall underneath the umbrella of concurrent enrollment. And again, sometimes it's just easier to understand it more so as high school programs that are offered through the concurrent enrollment department. But the three major programs would be the first semester program, the College Now program, and then, of course, dual credit courses that are made available to students directly through their high school. So, yeah, no, all three are great programs. I know that the benefit for those who are taking dual credit would be that, of course, they're going to benefit from receiving high school credit simultaneously with the college credit that they'll receive, taking, again, classes with their high school teachers who have been approved through Lincoln Land as dual credit instructors. The College Now program is very, very unique because under ordinary circumstances, of course, when we're not dealing with the pandemic and whatnot, we ordinarily offer students two courses a semester to where they're able to come to our campus and receive instruction in our classrooms with our college professors. In the College Now program, one thing that makes that so unique is that students can actually maximize the number of credits that they earn. Because if, for example, a student is already taking dual credit classes, the way that we design the College Now models, we take that into consideration. So we're not going to offer classes for students to take with our college professors that they can take at the high school, of course, through dual credit. So the ideal is to make sure that students are able to get as many possible credits as they can while still in high school. So that program's pretty unique. And the first semester program is a pretty cool program as well, because that one's more so designed for students who meet the requirements through their high school district earlier on their senior year. So ideally before Christmas break, the students have already met all of their high school requirements to where they could graduate early, but instead they opt to return, you know, through the high school setting for the second semester, the spring semester. But rather than taking additional high school courses, you know, pretty much being done, then they begin to take what looks like an incoming college freshman schedule through our professors as well. That program has been a little bit more revamped because in the past, it's been offered, of course, at the high schools. But, you know, over the last year or so, that program is now offered for students to come to our campus. So, you know, I guess overall, Emily, the uniqueness of both College Now and first semester is that you get a very, very authentic experience while still in high school, because you're getting a chance to get boots on the ground on college campuses and, of course, receiving that instruction directly from our faculty. So all three programs are very, very good ones, in my opinion.
Patrick, you mentioned dual credit. Tell us more about this program. What kind of student in high school should consider this as an option? How can students get signed up for dual credit?
So what I would suggest is, you know, students who have demonstrated a high level of ambition and, you know, they've obviously had a good track record in terms of their academic performance at the high school level, should really begin considering dual credit by about, I'd say, the midway point of their sophomore year of high school. If they're willing to, you know, look into it and to speak with their parents and say, hey, you know, I'd be interested in taking a dual credit course because it will, again, count towards my high school requirements, but it'll also begin to help me to accumulate college credits at the same time. You know, just by taking one class, you're sort of checking both boxes. Then I think one big thing is that students should begin by having a conversation with their parent or guardian. The reason for that is because when you're taking any of these courses, it's so very important to consider the fact that the grade you earn is going to be on your permanent college transcript. And that could be a very, very good thing, but it can also be something that you want to be very mindful of, because the grades that are recorded, of course, on your college transcripts, even while you're still in high school, they can play a part in the sense of, you know, being admitted into colleges and universities, scholarship opportunities that may be available. And then one of the very big ones, of course, being financial aid being impacted. So that's why our office always encourages students to begin by having the conversation with a parent or guardian so that they understand the possible benefits and then some of the possible ramifications, of course, by taking even a dual credit class. But, you know, those types of conversations go with all three programs. But once they've had that conversation, Mac, with a parent or guardian, the next step that I would urge students to consider is to have a conversation with their high school guidance office as well. I know that some high school districts may have certain criteria that's in place in order for students to be able to meet and demonstrate that they're ready and capable to take the dual credit classes. That's why, you know, it's important to have those meaningful conversations with the guidance office. After that point, we encourage students to apply by going to, of course, llcc.edu and applying online. That application process is pretty harmless. It's pretty quick. Most students are able to complete that within just a matter of minutes. And it's a free application as well. So, you know, that would be the next step. And when you're applying, even again, as a high school student, you can mark between those programs, either College Now or first semester, or in this example, obviously, dual credit.
All right. Well, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll be right back to continue our conversation with Patrick from Concurrent Enrollment.
Who can you become at Lincoln Land Community College? A lifesaver, a communicator, a problem solver, a maker. You can become these and many more at Lincoln Land Community College. Stay close to home while still moving forward. Take the next step in who you were meant to be. Earn the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree or job-ready skills for a lot less money. Lincoln Land Community College, moving forward. Register now for spring classes. And we are back with Patrick Moore, Director of Concurrent Enrollment here at Lincoln Land. Patrick, can you also talk a little bit more about the opportunities like College Now and First Semester? Maybe tell us the differences between them. You mentioned them before, but maybe it's just a little bit more information so people can get a better understanding of what they actually are.
Absolutely. So the biggest difference between the two is going to be how many courses a student is taking, and then also the duration of time at which students would be participating in the program. So depending upon what a high school or high school district may say they would like to do in terms of starting one of the programs through College Now, that may make a major difference as well. So I'll give you an example. If a high school were to say, we would like to have our juniors and our seniors participating in a College Now program, that would be largely beneficial over the course of time because let's say the high school doesn't have any dual credit that they offer their students. Through the current College Now models that we work with high schools to offer, if a student begins their junior year by taking two courses each semester, then they're going to end up with roughly 24 credit hours by the time they finish the program, you know, upon graduating their senior year from high school. Because on average, we try to offer the two courses that equate to about 6 college credits each semester. So a student beginning their junior year would get 6 in the fall and then another 6 in the spring, which would equate to, of course, 12 by the time they finish junior year. And then repeating with a new set of courses for their senior year, they would obviously total roughly around 24 credit hours to finish up. And we do have that model in place with some of our high school partners. And then there's some of our high school districts who say, due to assessments that they may have taken of their particular students, they may just want their seniors to participate in the program. And that's still a great opportunity. Students would earn, of course, 6 credits in the fall of their senior year and then earn another 6 in the spring of their senior year. So they would total out about 12 credits by that model with it being seniors only. Again, that's College Now. On the first semester side, the big difference is that it's a program that is only offered in the spring of students' senior year. So again, the big thing with that is, have students met all of the criteria to be early high school graduates, again, before wrapping up or just as they're wrapping up the fall semester. So when they return that spring, they would be on the schedule to take a full load of courses with us. Which would be about 5 classes, and it would be right around about 15 credit hours that they would earn, by that particular program and the model that's set up in that regard. So it's, do you really want to get a large bulk of what's going to be expected of you at the college level knocked out in one semester, or would you prefer it be a little bit more gradual to where you're just taking 2 courses at a time? That's really the big distinction between the two programs and what participants may be interested in.
From time to time, Patrick, we hear about a local high school student who, for reasons of taking advantage of concurrent enrollment programs like dual credit, like first semester College Now, they actually graduate from Lincoln Land and they are now a junior in college before they graduate from high school. How frequently does this happen? What other success stories can you share from the concurrent enrollment programs?
So I can give you a great example. We had a few students actually earlier this spring. They had just really, really been pretty strategic. They were on top of it. And of course, it's a joint effort because we work very closely with our high school partners to make sure that, again, the College Now model that we offer does not step on any toes in the sense of what, you know, college courses are available at the high schools. It just makes more sense. It's a way for students to really, really get a head start or to make significant headway towards, you know, towards their associate's degree. So with one of our high school partners, we had an opportunity to, put together a College Now model that had taken into consideration how much dual credit was already offered at the high school. And so this was a 2-year College Now model. So again, student participants over the course of 2 years, junior and senior year of high school, they earned 24 credit hours. That coupled with the dual credit that was available through their high school allowed for these students to graduate from high school with upwards of 55-56 college credits. Now, it was a handful of students. It wasn't, you know, by any means all of the College Now participants, but a number of these students had taken pretty much dual credit as was available through their high school district. And in addition to the that, of course, they participated in the College Now program. So I think overall we had maybe 5 or 6 students who had, again, 55 to 56 college credits as they graduated from high school. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, those students, and most of them did in the summer after graduating from high school, take that 1 or 2 courses that were missing with us at Lincoln Land to finish up with their gen ed associate's degree. And then at that point, they were on to a four-year university of their choice because they had completed the requirements to have fulfilled all that they needed for their associate's degree with us that summer. So that is one of the most extraordinary opportunities that's out there for students. And then I'll tell you, we're currently underway with the first semester of the Teachers Education Pipeline program, which is something that is offered to students who are interested in going into the field of teaching. That is something to where currently we're working with Springfield Public Schools, and we want to open up opportunities for other high school districts as well, to where students can really get more specific in terms of the field that they're interested in. You know, and so if those early on know that they are interested in a profession of teaching, then it's a great opportunity for students to begin taking education courses, some psychology courses that fit within that field. I know students are doing like observation hours. It's been a great opportunity. A great opportunity for students to take advantage of in terms of moving more towards that particular field. And so you have opportunities like that, which are largely beneficial for students who know what they want to do at an earlier age. In that same regard, I can actually speak to the District of Rochester as well. There are students who are not only doing the gen ed courses, but there are some students who are actually doing computer science. They know that they want to get into that field. And so working with our faculty from that particular department here on campus, there have been specific courses that have been put in place so that students can, you know, make a headway there, but then also check some boxes in terms of the the different types of certification that are available through computer science as well. So you really have young folks who I really have to take my hat off to, because they know what they want to do. They've researched it and they're well aware of some of the boxes that they're going to have to check as they move into these specific professions, and they're getting a really early start towards it. And so those are definitely a few things that I have to shed light on, and again, commend the students who are participating in those types of programs.
So kind of piggybacking off of that, what are the most exciting or maybe rewarding parts of working with high school students and parents if they're, you know, taking dual credit or if they're in the College Now program for semester. What's some of the most exciting parts or maybe rewarding parts of working with them?
I think the most exciting part about it to me would be obviously some of the things that I had, you know, mentioned before in the sense of students knowing what they want to do and really getting that jump start towards it. But then I also would say one of the biggest benefits for dual credit in particular is the fact that it opens an opportunity up for students to demonstrate for themselves that they're capable of working at a collegiate level, right? It's almost one of those things that you really don't know until you sort of jump into it, how capable you are while you're still so young. And so dual credit is a great opportunity for students because it isn't so foreign to where, okay, now all of a sudden you went from being a high school student to taking these classes at the college campus. Instead, it's a little bit more of a gradual step or a bridge because you're taking college level courses. The expectation is the exact same. I know that our deans do a phenomenal job of working with high school instructors who are interested in teaching dual credit, letting them know, hey, these are the expectations that are in place in terms of us as an institution. And so the courses that are going to be offered for dual credit, you know, are certainly going to have to meet certain standards, especially when it comes to student learning outcomes and things along those lines. But in working with these high school instructors and with different high school districts to present that as an opportunity, the high school instructors then go forward. They're fully prepared to implement instruction in ways that are going to satisfy our requirements. But it's still essentially a high school instructor who's there to serve as a resource for these students with whom they're already familiar with. You know, the high school students, they can see the high school instructor. They've already, more often than not, built a relationship and a rapport with these instructors. And so I think that serves as a wonderful opportunity and a bridge as students prepare to transition from secondary education to post-secondary education. So that's one of the most exciting things. But just overall, knowing that it's becoming so much more common for students to start making progress while still in high school towards their college education or receiving certain certifications or professional certificates or license, then I think it's overall a great, great opportunity. It's exciting, and knowing that they're again getting such a head start is a great opportunity, and it makes me very happy to know that there's so many who are beginning to take advantage of it.
Patrick, is it safe to say the potential is there to save money too by participating in these programs?
One of the most logical reasons as to why I think that as many students as possible need to look first at an opportunity for dual credit is because it is something to where through our institution, there are no fees that are associated with it. And that goes from the very beginning of there being the free application for students to complete online. Again, that only takes a few minutes, but that is obviously it's a requirement that's there. But the free application, and then when students begin to take part in these classes, again, that the high school instructors have been approved through our institution to teach for dual credit at the high school, then there aren't any fees that are associated with it on our end. And so, just doing the math on it, if you multiply the cost per credit hour for our classes by, you know, 3 or 4 credit hours, depending upon the dual credit class, then you will see right there in itself, it's going to be several hundred dollars that a student saves themselves just by taking that one course. So now if you begin to add it up even more so, and, you know, say a student at a particular high school, they take a total of 3 dual credit classes by the time they've graduated from high school, then that's several hundred dollars that they've saved at that point. The other programs, first semester in college now, I do know that there are tuition and fees that are associated with those particular programs. But I would encourage students to have conversations with their different high school districts, because there may be opportunities out there for them to save money as well. So each of the programs, again, are great. But Mac, you bring up a very good point that from a financial standpoint, dual credit is very, very beneficial for students.
So college now, first semester, teacher pipeline, all great opportunities to get a head start on college courses. And especially for programs like dual credit, even save money. Patrick, what's a good resource for individuals who would like to learn more about these programs at Lincoln Land Community College?
Well, I would say one of the easiest ways, if there are questions or concerns or just a few things that, you know, we could help elaborate on in more detail through our office, the best resource would obviously be by email or phone in reaching me. Or I have to take a moment to send a shout out to Doris Williams, who I work with as well. Just a guru when it comes to all of these things. And she is very, very much a key in this process as well, because I know that she's worked diligently with our folks through our institution and, of course, through through the different high school partnerships that we've established as well. But our contact information, my email is patrick.moore@llcc.edu. That's patrick.moore@llcc.edu. And the same format for Doris Williams as well. It is doris.williams@llcc.edu. My office number is 217-786-2584. And Doris Williams can be contacted at 217-786-4684.
Yes, can't forget about Doris. Doris is certainly certainly a rock star out here at Lincoln Land Community College. Patrick, of course, Director of Concurrent Enrollment at Lincoln Land Community College, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you guys so much. And again, please, parents, guardians, high school administrators, and certainly students are all more than welcome to reach out at any time with any questions or concerns, or again, thoughts that they may have. Please feel free to reach out to our office. We're more than enthused and excited about the opportunities that are out there for these young folks.
Here's the official next episode pitch. We will be speaking with Michelle Berger, LLCC Foundation Scholarship Program and Alumni Services Coordinator, to learn about applying as well as different scholarship opportunities. So make sure to tune in.
Thanks for listening to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Public Relations and Marketing Office. See you soon.
Mac, do you hear an echo at all whenever I'm talking?
What am I, super fancy headphones here? Nope.